again.
Oh, Sergeant.
We present Eric Sykes in It's a Fair Cop, a story of the relentless war against crime being fought even at this very moment by one of the humblest members of our police forces.
Oh, Mr. Sykes, I thought you told me that fishing was an exciting pastime.
Well, it is.
Well, we've sat sitting here for 2 hours, and the only bit of excitement was when you caught the hook in the back of your neck.
Well, you see, it's the glorious uncertainty, Sergeant. You never know when it... Look there. Hmm? Look, your float disappeared.
Oh, what's that, then?
You got something. You got that. Reel it in.
Well, wait
a minute.
Reel
it in.
Right.
Steady now.
All right, wait a minute now.
Steady.
Here we go.
Yes.
I've got him.
My braces. Yes.
That's it. All right.
Yes, play him. Good. Yeah. Now, I'll get the net.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Right, you're on my foot. Oh, get off it now. That's it.
Here we
right
are, then.
There.
That was a struggle, wasn't it?
But he's a good un. He's worth fighting for.
Aye.
Well, bung him in the jam jar and bait up again.
Oh, I say, look at him go. Tell me, Sykes, how do you cook a tadpole?
It's got to be over an open fire on a pin.
Oh.
Come on, let's get on with it.
Right. You wait a minute, lad. I don't know. I don't seem to get the hang of this, you know. Now, what do you do with it?
Look. Just put a bit of dough on the hook.
I see.
That's right, yes.
There.
Now, adjust your float.
It's low.
Right. Get plenty of slack line.
Slack line.
Good?
Slack line.
Now, throw it in.
Right.
Not the rod as well.
Well, you should have said.
Oh, just a minute. there. Now, hang on to it.
Right. Oh, you know, I must admit, this is very relaxing, you know, a very relaxing way to spend the day off.
Aye, there's nothing like it for making you feel good.
Aye.
When day is done,
and shadows fall, I dream on.
You know, I remember last year I was feeling a bit low and I went fishing. When I got back, I felt as if I'd had a fortnight's holiday.
Oh, when was that?
That time I had a fortnight off and went fishing.
Yeah. Mind, I can't feel completely at ease today, you know. I'm not sure it was the right thing to leave Hattie in charge of the station.
Oh, she'll be marvellous. She'll be all right.
Well, I hope there's no emergency, that's all.
Don't worry. I told her on no account must she go out until dark.
Why?
She'd look a bit of a twit in her best dress and your helmet.
Yes, well, I suppose you might be... Here, hang on, wait a minute. I felt a thing, you know, a tug. On the, yes, here. Where's my float gone?
Your float's gone.
It's float.
It's drifted down towards those reeds there.
Well, there's something on it then, isn't there? Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I say, it's a big one and all.
Well, really?
Well, I'm really... Wait a minute now. I can't do it. He's fighting or something. Ah, God, this is a monster, Sykes, this is.
Yes,
well, give us a hand. Give us a hand.
Then.
Right.
Hey!
Did
I say you too?
Who's that?
I don't know what you're playing at, but you've had my girlfriend in the water twice.
What about my cocoa?
I'm waiting for the kettle to boil. Oh, dear, it's very dull here. Don't you ever find time hanging on your hands?
Oh, no, not now. You see, I've started writing a book about my experiences.
Really?
Yes, found it a bit hard at first, but it's coming on, yes. Would you like to hear some of it?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, here we are. The Life and Times of a Prisoner by Edward Arbuthnot Pringle. Chapter 1.
On.
That's all there is so far. I told you it was coming a bit hard.
Well, what will you write about, Pringle?
Well, I should give the family history. Very interesting. I mean, you see, I come from a long line of convicts.
Really? Was your father one?
Yes, and me mum.
Well, come now, in that case, how did they meet?
Well, they was both trying to escape tunnelling. And they came up by mistake in the Padre's office together, so they decided they might as well get married.
Pringle, that's not true.
Well, no, but you've got to romantic it up a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yes. You know, it's funny you being a writer, because I do a bit myself.
Oh.
I write first. I just happen to have some in my handbag. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Well, in that case...
Here, what are you doing?
Locking your cell door so you can't leave. Now then. Robin, Robin, I can see little you perched in the tree. I am in here in the warm. You are out there in the storm. Robin, Robin, how I feel. You should share my little meal. What is your wish, my friend in the tree?
I'd like a cup of cocoa, please.
Oh, Pringle, now I've lost the muse.
Well, hang on, I'll put on the light and help you look for it later.
No, no, I mean I've lost the whole atmosphere. You've got no artistic soul, that's your trouble.
What are you on about? What's all this artistic rubbish?
That's typical of you, that is. Never think of the higher things in life. Just sit in that cell all day drinking cocoa and stuffing nutcrunch down your face. I think it's disgraceful.
Why?
Well, you haven't offered me a bit yet.
You're always a shame, you are. All airy-fairy on top and all gutsy underneath.
How dare you!
Well, it's true.
Very well. I know when I'm not wanted. If that's the way you feel, I'll go. And you can stay here and rot in your own cell for all I care. Goodbye.
Good luck. And I hope when you and Robin are having your cuppa, you fall out of the ruddy tree.
Well, here we are, then. Stow the rods in the bicycle shed, Sarge.
Right on, Sykes. I feel better for that day out. And, you know, it's a funny thing, Sykes. I enjoyed it just for the sport. I'm glad we threw everything we caught back in.
Oh, mind you, that chap's girlfriend was a bit annoyed, wasn't she?
Very funny, that. Well, then, now for a nice cup of cocoa.
Hello, Pringle.
Don't you hello me.
Oh, he's in one of his better moods. What's up with you, then?
Where's Atty?
Don't you ask me about her.
She's supposed to be looking after you.
Well, she's gone.
Oh?
Yes. All right for you lot, gallivanting down the river all day, having a good time, chatting to all the birds.
Pringle, the only woman down there is a lockkeeper's daughter. And she makes Freddie Mills look effeminate.
Still, better than being stuck here all the time. I'm fed up with it. Locked in this cell day after day like a criminal.
You are a criminal.
That's neither here nor there. How would you like it, I ask you?
Pringle, you're just upset. It's that baked jam roll you had yesterday. Yes. You go and lie down and I'll bring you some centipods.
I don't want centipods. I just want to lead a normal life.
Well, centipods will help.
They can't cure what's wrong with me. I can't stand being cooped up like a rabbit no more. I've tried very hard to make a career out of being a chief convict, but I'm not appreciated. Now, I warn you that unless things change, you are going to have to get yourself a new prisoner.
Morning, Pringle. Hello, Sarge. I see our little chatterbox is still at it.
Oh, he's still at it, all right. Must be a fortnight he's been like that now. Oh, shut that door, will you? I can't stand to see his happy laughing face while I'm working. That's better. Honestly, I don't know what's up with him. I think he must be run down or something. I nearly got him some of those sorts they advertise on the telly, but I thought, no. We'd only have Wilfred Pickles down here interviewing him, and it's not much fun.
Perhaps it's his diet's the trouble. Why don't we get him some of that food that's enriched with jelly?
That's dog food.
Oh. Better do his coat good.
Anyway, we can't bother about him. Now, come on, let's get on. Where's the poster?
The only one this morning. Here.
Oh, no, stop. No. I don't believe it.
What? What is it?
Oh, Pringle's going to get his wish. It's a letter from the Home Office.
Well?
Well, briefly, they've been checking through the records and... Well, Pringle's got to be released instantly.
Never.
It says so here. It appears the only reason he was in was for hailing a hansom cab and not paying the driver. Should have been out years ago.
Well, Well, I suppose we'd better tell him.
I suppose so, yes.
Yes. Well, here goes. Pringle, I mean, Mr. Pringle.
Don't come crawling round me with your mistress. I've had enough of you. I've made up my mind. I'm not staying here. If necessary, I'll escape. Understand?
Oh, well, if that's your attitude, here's your release papers. You're free.
You're not getting out of it with flattery, and I'm not changing my mind. I'm not changing my mind. I won't... Hey, what? What?
That's right. You're free to go. All official. On your way.
Ta-ta.
Here, hang on. Wait a minute.
Ta-ta. Now, look, Pringle, look. You said you wanted to go, and now here's official notification that you've got to go.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes.
Ta-ta.
Right. Ha-ha! I couldn't be happier.
Just a minute.
Where's me Mac? And me cat?
Now, listen, don't.
I can't wait to shake the dust of this place off my feet.
Now, don't.
I'm not going to stay half a minute longer than I need. I'm off now. And I can tell you, Blossom Hill Station will never see me again. Goodbye.
Well.
That's it. After all that time, gone. Without a handshake. Oh, Pringle, old friend, I knew you'd come back then.
Yes, well, I just realised it's 11:10. I'm entitled to me morning cocoa.
Cocoa's ready, Sarge.
Oh, thanks so much, Sykes. Oh, look what you've done. You've made an extra cup again.
I just can't get out of the habit.
Sykes, you must be realistic. Pringle's... Pringle's been gone over a month now. You must just adjust yourself, lad. Realize that he's no longer here. Same as I've had to do. Now, where's the sugar? Oh, dear. Pringle, get me some more sugar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you see what I mean, Sarge.
Oh, yes, there's no denying I do miss him, you know. I miss the sort of little things more than anything else. The fags he used to borrow. And the way he used to play the William Tell overture on the bars of his cell at 3 o'clock in the morning. I like that. What do you miss most, Sykes?
My spare boots. He nicked them before he left. Oh. Still, I don't begrudge him. I'd give a lot to see that lad again.
So would I.
I'd forgive him everything. Mm. You know, he's probably out there in the cold, hard world somewhere. Yeah. Helpless.
Yeah.
Friendless. Alone. You know, if he were to walk in through that door this minute, I'd say...
Hello.
Pringle, where's my boots?
Oh, Pringle, lads, what a mess you're in. Oh,
I know, I just can't get on in the world. I've decided I was wrong. There's not much demand for my profession now.
Why, what were you then?
I used to walk in front of cars with a red flag.
Well, that's all right, there's plenty of cars about.
I know, but you try walking in front of them. Got run over 4 times before I realised times had changed.
Well, you'll just have to turn around to something else, Pringle, that's all.
That's just it. I can't. I can't get used to the pace of modern living. I admit it, I was wrong, so I've decided to come back here.
Back here?
Yes, I'll have my old cell back, and it'll be just like the good old days.
Yes, but Pringle, look, you don't...
Then I know what I said, but I apologise.
Yes, but you don't understand, Pringle. You can't have it back.
So, what?
You were put out on an order from the Home Office, and it's more than we dare do.
You mean I'm free, whether I want to be or not?
I'm afraid so.
But I thought... What's it matter? Don't matter what happens to old men like me. I'll be all right. Don't you worry. I'm not your concern no more. All I ask is when you seize that little bit in the paper... You'll take your hats off and hold them to your breast for a moment of remembrance.
Pringle!
What?
What if we're not wearing hats when we read it?
Ow!
No, Pringle, come back. I was only joshing. Shut the door. If things are really that bad, why not come and stay with me and Hattie till you get sorted out?
You mean... I can't speak. I'm choking with emotion.
It's not that. You've shut your muffler in the door. There you are, that's better.
Mr. Sykes, I'm touched.
I wouldn't say that. A bit simple, perhaps.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, I appreciate the offer, but... Well, let's face it, Happy and I don't hit it off. We'll always be at each other's throats.
Ah, Mr. Silly Pringle, you come. You and Hattie may have had a little tiff, but in your hour of need, you'll find her the sweetest, gentlest, kindest woman alive.
Get him out of here!
Now, Hat, calm down.
I'm warning you, Eric. Get him out of here.
Hattie, don't lose your temper.
I haven't lost my temper.
Well, stop jumping up and down.
I'll jump up and down if I want to. Why shouldn't I?
Because my foot's under you. Oh, there. Now, sit down and let's discuss this thing reasonably and sensibly.
Very well. Well?
Well, what exactly have you got against Pringle being here?
I'll tell you what I've got against it. For one thing, he's incapable of going through a door like an ordinary man.
How do you mean?
He has to pick the lock every time.
That's just professional pride, Hat. He'll grow out of it.
But that's not all, Eric. I mean, what do you think the neighbors are saying about us having bars up at all the windows?
Well, I had to, Hat. He can't sleep without them. He's used to them.
Well, I'm not. I stuck my head out of a window to talk to Mrs. Runcorn yesterday and got my ears trapped. I've been stuck for 2 hours.
Well, let's face it, love, the chat you have with Mrs. Runcorn... It was an hour and a half before you even noticed.
That's neither here nor there. I mean, there's the embarrassment of having to get the fire brigade along.
I'd love the fire brigade spend half the time sawing people free.
Yes, but those idiots squirted water in my face for 5 minutes before I could tell them what was wrong. So good, I made up my mind, Eric. Pringle will have to go.
But had to be reasonable. Remember, this bloke's got to adjust himself to a completely different way of life. It's going to take time, and we must try to help him.
Well... I suppose you're right, Eric.
Yes.
I expect I can learn to put up with it. Provided, of course, you can get him to stop these other things, he can stay.
Oh, Hat.
And you needn't bother.
Eh?
I heard every word you were saying while I was picking this lock.
Oh!
You're a prisoner.
Don't try and change my mind. In 2 or 3 weeks, I shall be out of here forever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to get to the cellar.
The cellar? What for?
I'm tunneling my way out.
What? Get him out!
Well, Sarge, couldn't he stay with you for a bit?
Oh, no, Sykes, that room of mine's too small. I mean, let's face it, if anyone comes to visit me, I have to go out. It's just ruining my social life, you see.
Look, I don't want to be a burden on you two. You've tried your best, but if I can't have my old cell back, well, it's not worth going on.
Yeah, Pringle, where are you going?
Oh, I think I might as well head for the river.
Pringle, what would you want to do a thing like that for?
Well, there's a mate of mine runs a coffee stall on the bridge. He might give me a meat pie.
You had me worried for a minute. I thought you meant you were going... jump.
Perhaps that's not a bad idea.
Pringle, you mustn't even think of such a thing, lad. Quite apart from anything else, it's against the law, and...
That's it.
Hmm? What?
That's it, against the law. The only reason we can't give Pringle his cell back is because he's not broken the law. But if he does break it, then we can nick him.
Sykes, you're a genius,
Now, have you got it straight, Pringle?
Yes. Nick the car. Drive as fast as I can down the street.
And run into the first vehicle you come to, all right?
Well, yes, but I don't normally like working in daylight.
Why not?
Well, there's more chance of getting caught.
Well, you're supposed to get caught, you great twitteroo.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Now, you're sure this will do the trick?
Well, of course it will. We can do you for stealing the car, driving without a license, dangerous driving the lot.
Right then, here we go.
Look at him go.
Oh, well done, Pringle, lad. Come on, Sykes.
Here we are.
How was that?
Marvellous, lad, marvellous. Sir, I must warn you...
Oh, officer, officer, thank heaven you're here. Arrest that man.
Now, don't panic, sir, don't panic. That's just what I'm about to do. Now, sir, I must warn you...
Not him, the other one.
Then anything you may say... What other one?
The chap crawling out of the other car.
Well, what about me?
Ah, you, my dear sir, which I shall ensure that you are publicly commended for your bravery.
Is what? Who are you?
I am the manager of the Madshire Bank.
What's all this got to do with you, then?
That villain down there just held up our bank and taken £10,000. Hey, if it hadn't been for this brave fellow here, he'd have got cleared away.
Oh. Him?
Yes, didn't you see? Just grabbed the car and, with no regard for his own safety, rammed the thief's car and stopped him.
Yes, but don't you think we ought to arrest him? I mean, he...
Arrest him? How dare you, officer? This man's a hero. A public hero.
Oh, Pringle, he's a public...
Now, look, this time we'll make it so obvious we can't miss. Take this gun, go out into the high street, and stick up the first person you see. Now, get going.
Here, you, stick him up.
Yeah, all right, I'll come quietly.
You're my... What?
I said I'll come quietly. I suppose a bloke can't escape from the moor without the public knowing his face.
But...
Come on, let's get it over with. Where's the police station?
Well, it's not a very pleasant crime, but we're getting a bit desperate. Blackmail.
Blackmail? But I don't know nothing about nobody but you two.
Well, you don't need to. Just get on to some prominent figure, like the mayor, for instance. Make sure he knows who you are, and tell him, unless he pays up, you'll tell all. Right?
Right.
Morning, Sarge.
Oh, morning.
Had a phone call from the town hall this morning.
Oh, yes. Well, any good?
Seen they've had a letter from the mayor, resigning his position and saying he knows nothing about the housing fund deficiency. Postmark the south of France. Now, Pringle, you really will have to try this time.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Now, I'll hang about here. You get over in that field by those hay ricks.
Yes.
As soon as you see the farmer coming, sling a handful of lighted matches on the hay and wait. At the first sign of a blaze, I'll be over and arrest you. All right?
Right.
Oh. I hope he gets a good blaze going. It's a bit parky tonight.
There's an old mill by the stream.
And not him. Not him in a field.
Where are you going? 17.
Can't go anywhere.
Good evening, officer.
Oh, dear, sir. You're a little under the weather, aren't you, sir?
Yes, and I wish to be taken into protective custody.
Who do you want to protect it from?
You.
Why do you want protection from me?
Well, you were going to arrest me.
No, no, I wasn't. I wouldn't do such a thing.
Then you're failing in your duty as a milkman.
I'm not a milkman. I'm a policeman.
That's no excuse for running out of yogurt.
I haven't run out of yogurt.
Good. Then I'll have a jar.
I never had any yogurt.
Ah, never mind. Never mind.
Look, sir. Mm. Why don't we two just pretend we never met and go our separate ways in peace?
Very well.
Good. Well, good night, sir.
How dare you speak to me? We've never met. I know what you are. You're a teddy boy.
No, no, sir, I'm not. I'm a milkman. No, I'm not a milkman.
There's something furtive in your manner, you know. I'm going to call a policeman. Policeman?
I am a policeman.
You got here very quickly. Arrest that milkman for selling yogurt after hours.
There is no milkman here.
Well, there was just now. He stood just where you're standing. He looks a bit like you, you know.
That was me.
Oh, so you are a milkman.
Yeah. No, I'm not a milkman. How can I be? I haven't got any yogurt, have I?
What difference does it make? If you saw a man without any clothes, would you say he wasn't a tailor?
Ah. Yeah. Oh, yes, you've got a point there. I don't. Perhaps I am a milkman.
Oh? Well, where's my yogurt?
I ran out. I never had any yogurt.
All right, then I'll have a jar of cream.
I haven't got any. Look, sir, would you settle for a bottle of Gold Top?
Yes.
Right, well, here you are, then.
Oh, but I can't have that. You've just delivered it on this doorstep.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'd like you to have it. All right, now?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. You're the nicest teddy boy I've ever met. Good night, Constable. There's an old newborn.
Hello, Sykes. You still here? Hasn't he started that fire going yet?
No, I've been here for hours. I'm frozen.
Well, let's go and see, then.
Evening.
Evening. Pringle, what are you doing here?
Didn't the farmer turn up?
Oh, yes, he turned up all right.
Well, what went wrong? Why didn't you set fire to the hayricks?
I forgot to take any matches.
Well, here we are, Pringle.
I will miss you, lad.
Oh, I shall miss you too, but let's face it, the fates was against us.
Looks like it.
I tried practically every crime in the book and it just wouldn't work out.
Do you think you'll settle down with your cousin in Devizes?
Well, I'll do my best, but it could never be the same as my old cell at Blossom Hill. Still, what's meant to be is meant to be.
Oh, that's you. Cheerio, Pringle, lad.
All the best. Send us a postcard.
Try it without a stamp on. You never know your luck.
Right. Ta-da.
I say, excuse me, you've taken my suitcase.
Who, me? So I am. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's an easy mistake to make.
Ah, yes. But it wasn't a mistake, was it?
Of course it was.
Pringle.
Hey? Oh, no, it wasn't.
You were stealing it, weren't you, eh?
Yes, I was, mate.
Oh, but no, I mean...
I was stealing your suitcase. And here's a punch up the throat in the bargain.
Okay.
Wait
a minute, that'll be enough
of
that.
And one for luck.
I say, officer, did you say that?
Theft and violence, marvellous. I mean...
Yes, well, I think you'd better come along with us.
And one for luck.
Just a minute, old son.
And if you're coming in to watch the telly, hurry up. There's a draught with this cell door open. And bring my cocoa when you come. It's 10 minutes late.
Oh, it's wonderful having the old lad back, isn't it, Sykes? Eh?
Marvellous, Sergeant. Makes the place seem like home again. I'm coming, Pringle.
You've been listening to It's a Fair Cop with Eric Sykes, Hattie Jakes, Derek Giler, Dick Emery, and Leonard Williams.